we've finally managed to get Joe Nolan down here. Yeah, so the University of Manitoba is a little big, Joe, and there's lots of buildings, and people get lost sometimes.
I feel kind of silly about finding it, but
don't.
Glad to be here now.
Believe me, it's happened more times than I'd like to admit that somebody's gotten lost. But it's good to have you back. How have you been? I've got a new haircut. You're looking sharp.
I feel younger and lighter.
I feel like I want to touch you, Joe.
Yeah, well, you can later if you want. Yeah, I'll let you touch it.
But you've been to Winnipeg a bunch of times lately, it seems. You're always crisscrossing through here.
Yeah, it's true. It's like a second home for me kind of now. I love coming here.
I know you were around for you played the Prairie Wind Music Festival, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
We saw you at Moz.
Yeah.
And we were the only ones who saw you at Moz.
Yeah.
You've just been crisscrossing through here.
Doing lots of driving.
Has it been an especially busy summer, or are we just sort of noticing it more?
You know what? Yeah, I think Winnipeg's been hit more than a lot of places, but it's been actually a pretty open summer. A lot of things came together later on that kind of filled it up, but it's... I've been doing lots of chilling and writing, too. So,
yeah?
Yeah, so there's been time for that, and...
Do you have a place to live yet? Because last time I talked to you, you were kind of between places, I think.
Yeah, other than my car, I stay at my parents' in Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta, and also, you know. But I spend all my time in Edmonton if I'm not gigging. So I crash around there, too.
So how much are you in one place? Like it seems to us that you're always on the road, but how long do you spend at home?
Well, it's kind of in... It depends, but... It doesn't ever seem to be more than like a week or 2 weeks at a time, and then I'm gone somewhere again. Like, I just did a BC little tour for a week, and that was a couple weekends ago. So I'm always on the move. Feels like so. I do enjoy it when I don't have any gigs at home because I get to, you know, relax and do my thing.
Now, are you always on the move out of necessity, or is that because you like it, or you're just a poor planner, or like what keeps you on the road for those long stretches and so little?
No, it is necessity for me. I'd like to be on the road all the time if I could. So I'm working on getting busier and hopefully. I could definitely be playing way more shows than I am, so if that's a possibility, I'd like to do it.
We'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah.
These little festivals, I don't know how it was Prairie Wind, but Trout Forest is a nice little one. It's kind of like one of those ones where it's a good step towards something else. I mean, you've already played the Winnipeg Folk Festival, for God's sake, but these nice little ones must be nice to have as well.
Oh, for sure. I love... I mean, I haven't been to Trout Forest yet, but I've heard some awesome things about it. And any festival in the summertime is rewarding to play, no matter, you know, the size of it, I think.
But, yeah.
So I'm stoked.
Do you connect with an audience in one setting better than another? Like, does a festival make you more comfortable and make people listen better than in a club, or do you have a preference?
I feel like my favorite audience is the one that I think I capture people most when I'm on stage with people that scare me and that are so that's kind of. You know, everyone has their own opinion, but I like to be on stage. You know, it's like playing ping pong against someone that can beat you, and that's how you get better. And then a little bit of competition is kind of nice in a way. Kind of makes me rise to the level, and then I think that's when the magic things happen for people to see.
So tonight at Times Change, we should look angry and indifferent and you'll play better?
Yeah, you should.
Maybe that's the problem. We've been too nice to you.
Yeah, bring some tomatoes and stuff and... We'll see. I'll give you a show.
Homegrown tomatoes are too precious.
Yeah.
To throw.
You
can't let those go.
That's hilarious.
Why don't you give us a song? Take a sip of the old coffee there and play us a song. And I'm going to go ahead and bet that it's a new song that isn't on the record.
You're wrong.
Really?
You're wrong. You owe me some homegrown tomatoes now.
Really?
Yeah. No. this is a song no one's ever heard. But I was playing last night in Saskatoon, and I was in Open D, and I dug it up, and this is like actually a really old song that I wrote in Lloydminster when I was like 17, and I've never really performed it, so I'm gonna try it out.
Joe, what's that called?
It's called White Walls.
And so that's just an old one that never made a record? Is that?
Yeah, there's about 50 of them, so, or more maybe, so I kind of dig old ones up once in a while.
Why is that? Like, why does something like that not make a record, and then why do you decide to go back and revisit it
afterwards?
Yeah,
that's a good question. I guess at the time it wasn't good enough as the other songs or... I came back to it because I kind of like it now, and it kind of makes me think about why I wrote it and the time I was in, so maybe it's just like a, I don't know what kind of word, nostalgic thing, even though it wasn't like, I'm not old or anything, but...
Because you do have really so many songs, right? Like, do you know what the measure is of a song that's going to stick around and what one isn't?
Yeah, I usually test that out. Basically, like, when I have a new song and I think it's good enough, I try it live. And either if it goes well or I feel like I performed well or the audience liked it, then I keep playing it. And if it doesn't go well... or it doesn't hit the audience, then it's done, sort of, and I don't perform it again.
That could be
one chance.
Like, so many things could go into that, though, right? Like,
I know.
There are so many factors that could cause an audience to not react the way you want.
But I'm so sensitive, and I feel like it's shattered when I do a new song, and no one hears. And then, so it's like, yeah, some good songs, they don't make the cut. And it's not a very fair process, I guess, but, for the songs.
So are you more willing to try out new songs when you know that people are really paying attention then?
Yeah, I think so. But I try them out no matter what.
Yeah.
And then I think it's better to do when no one's paying attention. And then if they start paying attention, then that kind of, to me, it kind of says, okay, this song works, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It definitely, there's a lot of things that go into, you know, connecting with the audience. So
yeah. How often are the songs coming? Can you write on the road? Can they come anytime, or do you have to sit down and do it
somewhere? No, they're coming all the time. A lot of them I have to put into my phone now because I'm, even when I'm driving, I pull over, but I type lyrics. I did this today already into my phone because I get ideas. And so that, yeah, I never, to be honest, it was always, to me, the easiest part of this job is writing songs, because I've never really, I can't force it, but I've never, I mean, yeah, I go in droughts, but they seem to come quite often. So
is that where they usually start, with a lyrical idea?
They have been lately, but no, typically I always I sit down and start playing guitar and just singing whatever pops in my head, and that's how they kind of
really
come about. Yeah. Use your music first.
You're sitting around, you got your guitar. What's your favorite thing to do? Is it playing the guitar, or is it singing, or is it writing songs, or can you separate them each? Like, is there one that you particularly enjoy and feel better about than the other ones?
I think lately, writing songs is my favorite thing to do. I think it's the most productive for me. I should do more. I used to practice guitar all the time, just guitar, and I don't do that as much anymore. So most of the time when I sit down and play, it's usually has to do with writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I find it really enjoyable.
So. Yeah. Well, it certainly sounds good. Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, sure.
I'd love that.
All right. I'll do
it. This is Joe Nolan, by the way. He's playing tonight at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. You've been there before, and I know you like it there.
More money than me. He likes to remind me. And then he says, we're friends. I don't know what for. I swear we've never met, not even once before. From the stage lights to the dusty bar, everybody's looking for a piece of a star. Yeah, I just walk in and sing my songs. Ain't looking at doing anybody wrong, man. His woman stands under the crystal chandelier. She's the only thing I can see clearly in here. From his dogs that howl outside, chained beneath a dripping moon. From the jaws of greed open wide that just explode in the room. Oh, but what can I say to her? I've got nothing she ain't already heard. I wish I knew her name, but I'm not brave like that. What's she doing here is all I want to ask her. I take the small footsteps to my mattress on the floor. where nobody comes knocking my door. Yeah, time to time I stumble too, but I know where to fall when everything feels like a jungle beyond these walls. He's got more money than me. Man, I don't know what that means.
That's great.
Oh, thanks.
I really like that. What's that one called?
It's called Mattress on My Floor.
I can see how your songs are certainly getting better, and your really progressing as a writer. Do you have to work at that? Like, do the songs take a lot of revision and stuff? Like, do you consciously try to make them better?
I've also been doing that lately, but no, usually not. It's weird, Jeff. I've been doing lots of reading actually in the past little bit, which I haven't been doing in a long time. So I think that helps with my writing and mm-hmm. makes me want to, you know, make every line count. But that song and most of my songs, they're I write them and then they're that's it. I don't really go back with them with a comb or anything. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there songwriters who you consider teachers? Songwriters who you sort of aspire to be, write songs like that?
Yeah, lots. I mean, you know, pretty obvious, you know, people that everyone knows, Neil Young and Tom Waits and Dylan and Cohen. But there's lots of dudes. I like a guy, Gord Downie. I actually really like his songwriting too, in a strange way, and his melodies. And I've been listening to him lots. Mark Kozlek, I've been listening to a ton. I could name a lot of people, I guess.
Yeah.
Aren't as obvious, but
do you ever talk about your songs with other people besides radio dorks like me? like do you, I don't know, like, I know you play with a band sometimes, but do you ever have guys sitting around sort of saying, hey, you know, I like that about that song, or you know, you should change that about that song, or like, do you ever get that opportunity? Do you want it?
Yeah, I always am into improving. So, I sit around with friends in town, and we swap songs and stuff like that, and kind of give each other positive feedback. Except it's hard because not one person writes the same. So
yeah,
it's also a real touchy subject, I think. So. I've had people approach me and tell me that I should change words and stuff to my songs. So,
and how do you take that? Like, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I don't mind it, but it's kind of like, you know, I kind of feel, well, then I'll just write a different song because I'm not in any sort of arrogant way, but it's just, that's how I feel. And like, you know, I just think, if my sister draws a painting, I'm not going to, or anybody for that matter, I'm not going to go to them and say, well, that's nice, but I think we should take a brush and put some blue on here, you know. Yeah. It's like, it's her painting and it's done, you know. So I don't know if that answers that, but
no, absolutely.
I'm open to looking back at songs, but I just feel like I'd just rather write a new one than to make you happy, because
yeah,
this is how this one is.
How many sisters do you have?
I have three.
You have three sisters. Okay, we've met two of them because you played at the Stew Dome once, and one of your sisters was along singing with you.
That's right.
And I know the other one, Jenny Tai, is a fabulous mm-hmm. singer-songwriter as well. So do you guys kind of work together, or is there like a sibling rivalry? Like, my songs are better than yours.
there's not really any rivalry. We show each other our new songs and stuff, and Jenny's doing awesome. She's playing lots, and I mean, I think our music is a lot different from each other's, and we support each other a lot, and but we don't really collaborate ever. Yeah, we cheer each other on, that's for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I want to get another song out of you if I can.
Yeah,
or
sure.
However many you want to play. You just start playing
yeah.
and then when you're done, that's fine.
Okay, sure. I'll try another one in this tuning, I guess. Let's do this.
And Johnny Walker, it'll scare the hell out of you. I've been fooled by money and fooled by women and fooled by Jesus too. So if you're an angel, baby, well, I gotta see it with my own eyes. Don't fail me, honey, got to give me something to believe in. It's time. Oh. Well now, Blue Bay Bonnie, I'm honky-tonkin'. Where's the party tonight? Let's all start the motor and I'll start all over and I'll win you over. An angel, baby, well, I gotta see it with my own eyes. Don't you fail me, honey, got to give me something to believe in. It's time. Oh. I've been fooled by money and fooled by women and fooled by Jesus too. I've been fooled by money and fooled by women and fooled by Jesus. I've been fooled by money and fooled by women and fooled by Jesus too. If you're an angel, baby, well, I gotta see it in my own eyes. Don't you fail me, honey, got to give me something to believe in this time. You're an angel, baby, well, I gotta see it in my own eyes. 'Cause I'm a failure, baby, got to give me something to believe in. Give me something to believe. Give me something to believe in this time.
Whoops.
Another great one.
Thanks, Jeff.
You got all these new songs. What was that one called, by the way? I gotta write these things down.
Yeah, that's called Little Clay Houses.
Okay. In case, you know, when you get your quarterly statement, there's another 25 cents for you right there. Okay.
Beautiful. Let's play 100 songs.
You're welcome. Yeah. How do you know when it's time to make a record? You got tons of songs. You have more than enough songs. Is it time to make a new record?
Yeah, I feel like it's been time for quite a while. But there's a lot of other factors that I'm, you know, working with and trying. You know, I'm working with the team and.
Is the man holding you back?
Well, the man's pushing me to deliver more. So I do have a lot of songs, and I think I'm ready for a record. It's just about picking the right ones, and I kind of want to get a couple more, you know, ones that I feel like are more gold than the other ones. So,
and is this your standard that's not quite there, or are you sending these to the man and the man's saying
it's a mixture?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but I also have an idea of I want to. Well, I shouldn't say this on the microphone because it's
nobody listens to this show. It's funny.
Well, it's actually a personal goal. So, anyways, it has to do with I want to record a completely acoustic album, just guitar and vocal, and aside from my next record, which will be sort of more. With full production and stuff, but that's a plan. So I'm eventually going to put out something that's like 60 songs, just acoustic and voice.
Really?
Yeah, the ones that don't make the record.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a neat idea.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody will want it or buy it, but you know what? It's something that I have to do.
Really?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
good for you. Do you know yet whether Mr. Linden will be on board for the next one, or are you gonna?
I think I'm gonna try something new this time. I think it's time for a change and a different sound and approach.
Really?
Yeah, but we will see. He's definitely. I haven't talked to him, but I know how busy he is.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's an option anymore. But he's definitely, his name's in there for sure. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have any rough timeline for us when we might see something?
I don't right now.
Really?
I'm hoping for to start recording in the fall. So.
All right. Sounds good.
So, yeah.
Now, I can't see, but are you wearing shoes right now, Jim?
I know. I took my shoes off.
Good.
I was wearing sandals.
I was worried there for a minute.
I was, no, they're off.
Good.
But you know what? Because, they got soaking wet outside.
Yeah, there's that. All right, I know you got to get down to the club and get ready for your show and stuff.
Sure.
It's going to be a great time tonight. Down at Times Changed. What time is there? Anybody else playing? Is it just you?
No, it's just me. I might have Sierra Noble might come up and sing on some stuff if she says she's coming down. So it's just me. It's just two solo sets starting at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So it'll be a pretty chill night, but. I'm really looking forward to it, and I love the times.
Yeah. Be a lot of fun. Hopefully lots of folks will join us out there at the Times Change coming up in a little bit, and then we all head out to Ear Falls, Ontario. You've been up that way before, right?
I have.
Thunder Bay or something?
Yeah, I have, but I've never seen Ear Falls.
It's something else.
Yeah, okay.
You'll love it.
All right.
It's tons of fun. So
yeah,
we'll see that. And, do you already know when you're going to be back in town? Because you seem to be here so often.
No, not yet, but probably sooner than later. I hope to come soon. So.
Well, we always look forward to it, Joe. Thanks for dropping in.
Thanks,
Jeff. I want to play one more from the record. What else do you want to play? Here, I'll let you look at the song titles this time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because last time you just had to pick a number, and it was a good number.
Let's do number 10. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Why do you pick that one? Just because you haven't heard in a while?
Yeah, I haven't heard. I kind of forget it, actually.
So you don't listen to your records ever?
I have before, Sometimes when I drive, I kind of remind myself. But if I do, it's usually to remember the songs.
Yeah.
So. Because right. I only play a couple of those live.
Yeah.
It feels like, anyway. So.
Yeah. All right, from the fine record Tornado, that's Joe Nolan. Catch him tonight at the Old Times Changed.
Oh, there's this girl I know, with her life in shambles. She cursed me out without any ammo. And the heart got weak, and the time got jaded. She took all my clothes when the money got naked. Do you see me in the falling leaves that turn? When the night gets cold and every candle's burned, do you hear them caroling outside your door? Won't you take me back
when the lines go down and your baby's crying. Oh, there's a rose that bleeds and there's no room left. No, I used to have the courage to leave. Do you see me in the fallen leaves that turn? When the night gets cold and every candle's burned, do you hear them caroling outside your door? Saying, take me back home, Lord.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff there from Joe Nolan from the album Tornado. You can catch him tonight at the Old Times Change High and Lonesome Club. Just him, so get down there early and have a great time. I know I will. And then tomorrow we head off to Ears Falls for the Trout Forest Music Festival, which will also be absolutely wonderful, I can promise you. Hey, I got to play this for you because I really want to hear it. I don't know if you heard, but there's like an election coming up and stuff. And a lot of us really want you to get out there and vote. And I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but I have no problem letting my good friend Jeff Bernard do it for me.
A Canada goose with uncertainty up in the branches of a maple tree, falls to the ground and gets strangled by a conservative MP. Now I'm an artist, so I only speak in metaphor, but just this once I'm gonna tell you what my metaphor is for. This metaphor is for telling you we should probably vote NDP. I think that we should probably just vote NDP this time. On October 19th, which is election day, or in the advance polls, I guess. I think that we should probably just vote NDP this time. Don't forget to bring some picture ID and a couple of proofs of address. Now, if they ever put me in charge of this country, I'd abolish all private property, imprison Ted Rogers and the Irving family, and nationalize all the banks. Then I guess I'd get a little whiskey and hunker deep down in the Diefenbunker. Listen to
Joni Mitchell's blue as I await the arrival of the American tanks. So I don't fool myself, I know Thomas Mulcahy sure ain't no revolutionary. If you think he's gonna fix everything, he's gonna leave you in the lurch. Stephen Harper and all of his minions seem to be working under the opinion that they could just make life suck enough here, we'll all have no choice but to turn back to the church. That's why I think that we should probably just vote NDP this time. After they pass proportional representation, you can go ahead and vote your green. Oh, I think that we should probably just vote NDP this time. And I don't like boys who get jobs because of their daddy's names. I think you know who I mean, Adam Cohen. Say this song is propaganda. All I can say is, yeah, well, duh. All the TV stations and newspapers and Tim Hortons all make propaganda for the right. And all of those owners will be issuing orders to their sandwich makers and all their reporters to say that Steve's a great CEO who loves the Beatles. There's another reason why you might want to consider my opinion that I think that we should probably just vote NDP this time. If the Tories get another shot at Canada, I'm afraid that they are going to ruin it. Watch out, because they changed the voting rules to try to stop you from doing it.
I gotta tell you, I don't believe that evolution is continual.
Oops.
Hey, Mr. Policeman, please don't take my stuff. It costs me too much money and it probably ain't enough to get me through election day. Didn't I hear you say, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Hardly worth the time. Luck's been bad, telephone just kept my only dime. There might be a burden to be. Why don't you just go and see? Be alright, be alright, be alright. Much money and probably ain't enough to get me through election day. Didn't I hear you say it's all right, it's all right, it's all right.
being put right down by myself and not being what you thought you had found. Pulled hard in two directions by a desire to learn and my old affections. When I tried to share my world with you, you could not see to tolerate the people I had grown to love. They shrank under your scrutiny, became the ones you hate. Why did everything, every little thing with you and me have to be so political? Every little thing with you and me have to be so political. A little underwhelmed about hanging around with you and feeling overcautious. Every little word, every little look, every little sigh, every little phrase put me deeper in your doghouse. You let me out to run across your world. I ran into a wall. You told me I built it, then you reel me in, reel me out, pick me up, push me out again, and then repeat it. Why did everything, every little thing, every little thing with you and me have to be so political? Everything, every little thing with you and me have to be so political. Everything, everything with you and me was too busy tripping on my tongue to try and stand my ground. And I can still see myself crying in your lap, asking you, are you happy with the man you have found? For what you did for me, I can see things now I never would have seen. And today I thought about what could have been but could never be for you and me. Cause every little thing with you and me had to be so political. Every little thing with you and me had to be so political. Everything, everything with you and me was so political.
All right, that was Spirit of the West with the Political. Before that, we heard something from Blaze Foley. We heard Election Day, and Jeff Berner was in there. Did you hear the important political message, Brian?
What was the important political message, Jeff?
Jeff Berner thinks that we should probably just vote NDP this time.
Okay.
I don't know if you're okay with that, but if Jeff Berner says it, then you should probably do that.
Okay.
It's our longtime listener. You have been listening for a long time?
I've been listening for hours.
You should move closer, because
well,
then
didn't
it just.
Know you were going to make me. I mean, I didn't realize.
Well, you said you were going to say hi to somebody, so I thought you know
hi.
you'd anticipate the mic being on.
Okay, no, I did not. Hello, oh. Andrea, my daughter, who's listening to 101.5 FM, Steel Belted Radio.
That's good,
Robson.
You got that much better than my kids do. Congratulations.
I'm older than your kids. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So you're looking forward to the Ears Falls, the Trout Forest Music Festival?
Yes, I am.
It's a pretty good time, and I'm very excited that you're going for the first time. I'm afraid that the weather's going to be horrible your first time because the last few years have been outstanding as far as the weather goes. But we've had some pretty crazy stuff out there, and there's always it never ruins everything. One of the stages is under a tent, so in case of really nasty weather, they just move everything in there and life's good.
So nothing has ever ruined everything up to this point.
You could be the first.
Exactly. It's 20 years of nothing ruining everything.
That's right.
Okay.
The 20th could be the last, but
I'm in for it.
That's what you're up for. All right. Well, so you got no requests. You got nothing to say. You're just taking up space, really. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm having a look. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how do I look for radio?
Yeah, you definitely have a face for it. Okay, here's something. This lady's playing Times Change Wednesday. I encourage you to go check it out. This is something from Tara Lightfoot, and the answer, by the way, is no. There is Tara Lightfoot from her fabulous record, Every Time My Mind Runs Wild, and she'll be playing Wednesday at the Old High and Lonesome Club, and that'll be a lot of fun. Also in Wednesday, Old Man Ludica comes to town, which would be great. But we're more concerned. It's the Trout Forest Music Festival coming up this week. Really looking forward to that, and hopefully you'll join us out there. And hopefully we'll be seeing you soon. Tonight, if the times changed, it's Joe Nolan, for goodness sake. That'll be a ton of fun as well. So hopefully you'll join us down there for that. And hopefully for a little while, you might tune in for Venus Envy, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film, or switch on over to the concert window and check out Mike June coming up in just 2 minutes. Anyways, thanks, everybody.